Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, we got much to cover today, so if you would like to go ahead and check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've done over the last 23 years of ministry, showing you the fruit in our basket. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and also go over to the SOL Radio live feed up on the top of that page as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to check out those pages, social media platforms on both pages, please look to the left corner, and you will find us there. If you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Acts 4:12. You know, it's interesting. I've been spending some time reading the Magna Carta. And most people don't even know what the Magna Carta is. It means the great papers. This is one of the documents that we actually seen when we were in Washington, D.C. just a couple months back. And, of course, there's so many founding documents and documents that preceded our founding documents. And we want to consume it all so we can understand where we came from, so we understand our obligations before God and man as to what we're supposed to establish. Well, if you go back to the Magna Carta, friends, and you look back at June 15th of 2015, there was a field called Runnymede, and that's where the King John, during that particular time, affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Now, some might say, well, Bradley, this is boring. This is a topic that has nothing to do with where we're at today. I'm here to tell you that's the furthest thing from the truth that has everything in the world to do with where we're at today. I want you to understand the Magna Carta really quick, folks. The Magna Carta was given unto us by somebody called the Barons during the time of King John in Runnymede. These rebellious barons, as they were called during that time, there was 40 of them. They were basically those that received land from the king. So the king, for some reason or another, believed that himself inherent to, you know, he was born, the world was given to him, and whoever he wants to give it to, he can disperse it to. Well, that's what he convinced the people, along with the archbishop and the pope during that particular time. And what they did, friends, is they basically convinced the king that he was God appointed and he's the one that's supposed to rule. Of course, that was there to hold their position as well. And what they did did is they actually convinced the people that this was the case. Well, the barons were the people that were under the king, and the king gave them land. They were the landowners during that particular time. And what happened is the barons got sick and tired of the way that the king just arbitrarily acted, to the point where they finally kicked up. But see, now understand as well, you reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7, because the barons that received the land from the king were also renting that land out to the peasants, to the common man. And during that time, the common man was working the fields and then paying the barons, who were the landowners, because the king gave them the land as a gift, right? Well, guess what the king did? The king taxed the barons to the point of where the barons said, no more of this, okay? And again, it's important that you understand that. It's called a feudal system, also known as feudalism. And what that is that the type of social and political system in which landholders provided land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. Sound familiar, friends? They're just doing their job today? Well, guess what? The Magna Carta threw all of this stuff off as to where you are again today. Folks, you went full circle. You're right back in the same predicament that the said peasants were during those particular times, because the barons in the modern day are the ones that are saying that they're just doing their job, holding their positions as they obey the king, regardless if it's lawful or not. Well, the Magna Carta was a response to King John, who decided that tradition didn't bind him. And see, he wanted to convince the people, because he was God ordained, that he could rule arbitrarily. In other words, whatever he says goes. And even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation. Sound familiar, friends? He was forcing taxes on the nobles, the barons, during that particular time without any representation from the nobility in the land. In other words, they didn't agree to it, but he did it anyways, arbitrarily. Well, they rose up to guard their ancient rights and forced the king to sign this particular document called the Magna Carta. See, friends, it didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what was already there. And what we have with the Magna Carta today is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals, because these rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. Well, the Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for our posterity. That would be me and you. Again, this was founded in June 15th of 1215, and this document is still in Washington, D.C. We observed it while we were there. But some of the key rights identified in the document, the Magna Carta, where no tax could be imposed except by common council of the kingdom during that time, in other words, with the approval of the barons. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. For example, personal property could not be taken away without the consent of the owner. Witnesses were needed for indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. All of that was not there, folks, until the Magna Carta, because, again, remember, the king was operating arbitrarily. He was acting as if he was the law himself, but keep in mind it was the Pope and it was also the Archbishop that convinced the people that he was appointed by God only to secure their own position. This is exactly what's happening today in America. It's exactly what is happening today in America. And again, folks, if you're just joining us now, we're talking about the Magna Carta. And what we're going to do is we're going to come right back on the other side of this. And I want to finish this off because it's important that you know where you came from. Because if you don't know where you came from, folks, guess what? You don't know where you're going. And we're going to continue us on this little venture in just a moment here. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, 1-866-582-9933. We are live on Genesis Communication Networks. By the way, I just got this yesterday, and I need to share this with all the folks that are listening even now. We are now picked up in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and I'm looking at it right now here, folks, and do forgive me, but I just thought about this even now, that we are picked up on WJNT 1180 AM in Jackson, Mississippi, and I believe it's also 96.9 FM. 96.9 FM WJNT. So we just want to give a shout out and say thank you very much for your trust. Taking up the Sons of Liberty Radio.com as well. That includes now to the equivalent of 158 cities. So thank you for that. And also thank you for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication Networks in on out of 65 different show hosts. So let me get back to this, folks. We were just talking about the Magna Carta, and which was signed on June 15th of 1215, where King John was basically confronted with these barons. And these barons were given free land from the king as long as they could be taxed, right? And so what the barons did is they rented that land out to the common peasants, the common man, and the common man would work the field, and then they would pay rent to the barons, and then the barons would be taxed at will by the king, okay? And it got to the point where they were just, the king would continuously just arbitrarily rule and change his mind at will and rule at will, where it got to the point where he just said, you know what, I want to tax you for this now, and I want to tax you for that. And it got to the point where the barons just said, you know what, we're done with all of that. So what they did is they wrote up something called a Magna Carta. It's called the Great Papers, okay, and it applies to who we are today, because without these men standing up against the king during that particular time, we wouldn't be here today. But we are here today because the American people have forgotten their history and they know nothing of the Magna Carta. I want to highlight the fact that it was the Pope and the Archbishop that put the king up as the God-ordained man, and the reason they did that is because they wanted to hold their position and they wanted to wield control over the people as well. Now, what's also interesting is it was operating on a feudal system, also known as feudalism, and it's a type of a social and political system in which the landholders, the barons, provided lands to tenants, the common man, the peasants, in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. And see, here the king convinced them that he was the inerrant receiver of the lands in which he gave to the said barons. But the king was actually using the barons to raise money so he can continuously produce taxes, and that's at length how he would control the people. Now, the Magna Carta was responsible for putting a stop to King John, and what they did is they basically forced him to sign on, because if he didn't sign on during that particular time, there would have been a civil war during that particular time. And so what they did again is they rose up to guard their ancient rights and forced the king to sign the particular document, and it didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what we already knew was. So, for example, what we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals, the rights that had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for our posterity. That would be me and you. And yes, our forefathers did use the Magna Carta to establish who it is that we are today. Now, also keep in mind, there's something that precedes the Magna Carta, so don't forget that, okay? Because it all goes right back to our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, the key rights identified in these documents were no taxes could be imposed, see, like we have in America, no taxation without representation, but they do it anyways, right? See, what we have is we have a king operating arbitrarily. We know that the IRS within itself is an unconstitutional agency. We also know from the warnings of Thomas Jefferson, for example, who said to impose taxes and the power to tax is also the power to destroy. And that's exactly what we see on a daily basis. I mean, if you haven't seen this and you're one that loves to work the way that we do here, why don't you go ahead and take a look at your paycheck and you'll understand what I'm talking about, where you're being taxed to death. I mean, everything that you do today, friends, you're taxed going in and you're taxed going out. And yet there's no constitutional provision to do so, but they're doing it anyways. Now, there is lawful tax. Now, I don't want to get off on that, but I do want to say that there is lawful tax, and I'm okay with lawful tax, but I do have a problem, like anybody else does, and everybody else does, when it comes to taxation without representation. Well, the Magna Carta was put in place to put a stop to that. Also, the Magna Carta was put in place to basically put in fines that are to be according to the degree of the offense, such as personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner, right? We're seeing a lot of this through eminent domain today. Witnesses were needed and are needed according to the Magna Carta for indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Okay, that's why we have that in place. We see a lot of that being violated. And the question that most people ask themselves is, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated during that particular time? Well, where did they get the ideas from, right? This is what I want to go to. And it's not alluding to it, but this is what we're being segued into right now. Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silding, she wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on the legislation that brought to light the basis for the Magna Carta, and here's what she wrote. This is important that you hear this, Americans. An old document, she said, such as the Magna Carta, is not only which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. His dash story. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and His laws. Isn't it amazing how we keep seeing this, but we keep seeing the people subject themselves to a king that is not authorized to war against God's moral law? Here, let me go on here, folks. This is fantastic. So we have an individual, a scholar, that took the time to highlight the basis for the Magna Carta. Okay? What was the reason they confronted the king in the first place? They understood that their rights came from God and not man. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, friends, you can clearly see that our rights come from God. And the rights that we receive from God, we delegate to our said representatives. And hence, what becomes of that? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And that is a representative government, folks. They work for us. We do not work for them, as long as we're willing to obey God. Now, if we have an evolutionary view of government and we say we don't want to obey God, we want to obey the king, well, guess what, friends? That is exactly where you're at today. That is called bondage. And the Lord in 1 Samuel warned us of just such a system. Now, if you put that in contrast to Article 6, Section 2, you can see, folks, I can even go back further than that. When you look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, it says, we the people. So who receives their rights from God? We the people from who? God. Right? And then when you go to the Declaration of Article 6, Section 2, it says that is the Supremacy Clause. And also keep in mind, there's no title of nobility in this land, friends. So God is our king, no king but King Jesus. And according to the Magna Carta, that puts it back in place as to what I just got done telling you as to what applies to today. And if that wasn't true, folks, then read again the Declaration of Independence, and that was which was established through the U.S. Constitution. It's all laid out perfectly as to who the author is and how we are to take this said government and take responsibility in holding our said representatives accountable. Let me say this again. When this woman, this scholar in 1965 wrote, she wanted to bring to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. And she called it an old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. She says, in this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and His law. Friends, our rights come from God, not man. And then she finished with an idea rooted in the Bible, which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. She said, the roots of this foundational document are found in the Bible. Of course they are. She said, it's a remarkable indeed and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. She said, whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the develop of Western civilization, there was nothing influence far greater than the biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared. But guess what, folks? The Bible didn't, did it? Nope, absolutely not. We're going to come right back to the sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Police discrimination in cities across the country continues to be a hot topic among the Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying police in Louisville discriminate against black people.
Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution.
Gas prices are continuing their climb once again. Gas prices up 3 cents from Tuesday, pushing them higher more quickly this past week was a brief spike in crude oil prices.
Combined with the fact that states are starting to switch over to the summer blend for gas, and then there's also an increase in demand, again, around spring break, and it's just a normal trend for the season. Those things all combined result in these slightly higher gas prices.
Meredith Mitz with AAA. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I need to shoot from the hip for a moment, and then we're going to come back to the Magna Carta, and I want to show you exactly where the ideals came from the barons, concerning why it was that they confronted the king who was acting arbitrarily. I want to show you who they went back to and making reference to his word. I'll get to that in just a moment. You just heard during the break, I am quite frankly tired of all of this. Before the Lord, I am tired of all of this. You listen to this Department of Injustice talk about how the police are attacking black people all over the country. Now, I want to tell you something. In spite of the black people, it's not even them that are actually bringing this to the light, at least for the majority of these reports. This is the government, the Injustice Department, creating domestic insurrection. And what are they doing, folks? This is how they do it. They play the victim, where they're the ones that are responsible for the crimes. They're creating these reports while they're continuously browbeating the police into submission. They want you to be angry at the police. You need to wake up, folks, and get your head out of the sand if you do not understand how this totalitarian method works, friends. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get rid of the police. They want you to hate the police. Why? So they can continuously create a lawless society in hopes of, at the end of the day, creating a civil war. Now, I know some people still don't understand what's going on here, but they're trying to figure out why their country's being turned into hell. It's because of what I just told you. Who's creating domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians in that of the mainstream media. Nobody is. This is, they're creating this as they go. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. See, they're creating the problem, and then they want to play the problem solver. And in this case, they're saying that the victims, which I guarantee you folks, more than not, you're going to find that those victims are unseen forces that they just completely contrived out of thin air as they're trying to cast into your minds, again, that the police are the problem and that they're abusing people that are black. And isn't it interesting? Nobody makes reference to the color of the victims and the perpetrators more than the mainstream media. And what are they doing? They're pitting each other, one against another, to divide the country by color. Why? Because that's how you create a civil war. Read Mark 3:25. Accuse others of what you're guilty of, said the totalitarianists. Hey, folks, do you remember when Gretchen Whitmer there was a plot to take her out by 13 men? Do you remember all of this? Yeah. And then we found out shortly thereafter that the FBIs were all paid informants, and they were the ones that were responsible for creating Gretchen Whitmer as being the victim. Why? Because the week before, friends, she was the rug was pulled from her two different times by the state Supreme Court, telling the people of that state that everything she was doing is completely unconstitutional. So she was hated by the state, and before the weekend was up, folks, or I should say right after the weekend was up, all of a sudden she was the victim. What do you think January 6th is all about? And isn't it interesting, folks, that Fox News had a report that what you're being told about January 6th is not what lines up with clear evidence which was found on film. Now everybody wants to pay attention to what happened at January 6th or on January 6th. What's the government doing? They're trying to polarize anybody that would dare stand up against their crimes in exercising their First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Just like I told you. Just like I've reported on several different times, over and over and over and over again. But nobody believes Fox and nobody believes the mainstream media until they report it again. And isn't it interesting? It took them 2 years to come out with this evidence. How many people have been sitting in prison illegally, friends? Well, those that perpetrated the crimes, contrived the crimes, are out still driving the same narrative that those bad, bad Christian patriot conservatives that came to Washington, D.C., look what they did to us. No, it wasn't what they did to them. It's how they were set up by the powers that were tolerated. That's what's going on. This was all orchestrated. I wanted to share something with you as well. The Michigan Attorney General, she's a lesbian. And she is a twisted individual. Oh, by the way, it's illegal in that state to commit the act of sodomy. It's illegal in that state, folks, to exercise being an abominable lesbian or homosexual. For those that didn't know, sodomites. That's a fact. Leviticus 18:22. But the Michigan Attorney General now says that the FBI, the same FBI that was found to be the ones that were responsible for plotting this kidnapping case with the governor of Michigan, that same FBI now confirms that the attorney general in Michigan is the target of a plot to kill Jewish officials. They wanted to take her out, folks. Here, I'm here to tell you, yes, it's true, people. You can only oppress them for so long. Yes, it's true, folks. You can oppress a people for so long. Learn and listen, tyrants, because it's only a matter of time before the people lawfully stand up and say enough of your lawless acts against innocent people. Enough of this. Yes, that's true. That day's coming. There's no questioning. A day of reckoning is coming. It is coming. But we can do it lawfully, friends. But isn't it interesting how we're seeing this across the boards now, where the said representatives are playing the victims? I want to tell you something, folks. I could go so far as to say 8 times out of 10, if not 9 times out of 10, that's baloney. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create a wall and a wall of defense between them and the people they're supposed to serve, because the people that they're supposed to serve are getting sick and tired of their lies, and they know it. So am I saying that many of these are contrived? Absolutely, I'm saying many are contrived. They're trying to fortify themselves against you. What do you think January 6th was all about, folks? I said it yesterday, and I said it a couple times before that. Just think about this. The mainstream media wanted to convince you that 70 million people allegedly voted in Joe Biden, regardless if people showed up across the country. Literally, in many cases, not a one person showed up in support of him. Okay? Or Kamala Harris, that whore, and a whore she is. Not one person showed up in support of them, but they wanted to get you to believe, the mainstream media and their useful idiots, that 70 million people voted him in, only to find out that 11 million followers were completely contrived on Twitter, regardless of all of the truth, folks, because they hate the truth, because the lie shields them from the truth. Well, that's only going to last for a moment, too, because the truth is like that line Augustine talked about, just go ahead and let it go. It doesn't need to be defended. It will take care of itself in due time, and it will. It will expose the lie, and that's what it does. That's the mercy of God. And that applies to all of us, good, bad, and ugly. It rains on the just and on the unjust. Whatever you sow is exactly what you're going to reap. And here we are. But again, folks, don't believe all of this stuff. Listen carefully, and I'll end this point, and we'll get back to the main topic. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. That's what you see today. Joe Biden is not the president of any America as you know it. I don't care if it's free America or corporate America. No. This criminal, this treasonous criminal, was put in place by the powers that are tolerated to show you, and I'm talking about, folks, man who's being used by God to judge this nation. You can go back to John Calvin, and he'll clearly tell you that when God means to judge a nation, he'll use wicked rulers, he called them. That's right. Joe Biden's not legitimate. Neither is Kamala Harris. They're just trying to show you how stupid you are for putting up with them. And it really is a reflection of the ignorance of the people that do put up with these lawless, treasonous tyrant wannabes. Because it's exactly how they're operating. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. Okay? And you've seen this over the last 3 years concerning the pandemic. But once the fraud is exposed, which it has been 1,000 times here, they must rely exclusively on force. Do you see that with the pandemic, folks? Regardless of the facts? Remember the big tech companies were suppressing and censoring free speech? Because they couldn't afford free speech, because it would have shut them down right away concerning Anthony Fauci, who's a repeat criminal. He's a fraud. The crimes of the WHO, that investigation would have gone forward sooner or later. That was supposed to take place back in 2015 when one of the executives from the CDC called forth an congressional investigation into the CDC for their crimes against the people. Just go back to 1973, folks. There was a report done by that of 60 Minutes where just it was less than 100 people that died from the vaccination, and they put a stop to it right away, and they did a full-on investigative report into the CDC. CDC, right? Well, just how many years later? 40 years later, the people forgot that. So what do? The tyrants, well, they depend upon the short-term memories of the American people so they can go ahead and do it again. Now, I know I'm saying a lot of things here, folks, but you did see exactly what I just said concerning all tyrannies that rule through fraud and force. That's exactly how they ruled. And it's still what they're pushing today. But once the fraud is exposed, which it has been, as I said, they rely exclusively on force. Is that what they did? Hey, folks, that's a tyrannical system of government. It's a totalitarian system of government. And it's these commercials that you're hearing on these conservative outlets that are feeding into you, parroting the mainstream media's narrative, like the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, because for the most part, that's exactly what it is. These are the ones working with corrupt politicians, hand in glove with the corrupt, useful idiots that I guess they fail to understand that they all live in the same country as we do. I don't know how they think they're impervious to what's going to take place here, but they do. That's how ignorant they are. I just don't want to go with them. That's why I prefer that we be the law and bring justice upon their heads. But they're telling you the cops are bad. No, folks, I guarantee you it's all contrived garbage for the most part. They want you to hate the police. Wake up. Let's stand with good law enforcement and hold the bad guys accountable rather than the good guys. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's get back to this. Folks, I got to tell you that there's just some things that are said that I have to confront right off the bat. And again, those are one of those things that really just it gets me in my craw. And what I'm talking about, it agitates me to no end how they're continuously trying to create enemies out of the police. I mean, this is ridiculous. Isn't it interesting they're trying to create enemies out of the police in America that are there to protect and serve the American people? But look at Washington, D.C., man. You would think when you go in there, you're going into a third world country. I mean, some of these jokers, they got the Secret Service along with the D.C. police and their security details. It's incredible. Carrying around machine guns. They're stacked like they're ready to go to war, folks. That's the stuff that you see in Europe. That's not always been here in America, by the way. See, that's why these corrupt politicians are putting up the iron gate around the White House, to 13 feet, something like that. They keep raising the bar, and they keep distancing themselves from the people that they're supposed to serve. Why? Because Americans have forgot the Magna Carta. Remember back in the 50s, folks, Truman used to walk up and down the streets shaking hands with the constituents in America. And now look where we're at. The American people think that this is some sort of monarchical government. And it's not. This is not a monarch. Folks, Article 6, Section 2, under God is the law. Period. Not man. I want to go back to this, and I was just highlighting right before the end of the second segment that back in 65, Helen Silving wrote an article, and she was talking about the basis for Magna Carta, and then she points her finger at the Bible, okay? But I want you to listen to what she said, and then I'm going to go right into it, and I'm going to PowerPoint you real quick. She said, it is remarkable, indeed, and tell me if you've not seen this and heard this from the revisionists of the day. She said, it is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this is passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. She said, whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater. She said, the Bible, the biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. Of course, that's the grace of the Lord. My goodness, folks. It was the foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought against the battles of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. What did she say? It was these ideas that were found in the Bible that led them to ultimately break with the mother country, England. Absolutely. This was in 1965, folks. You don't hear this today. You hear just the exact opposite. Here, let me give you a couple examples here. This is the tip of the iceberg. Sources from the founding era, okay, 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources were found in the Bible. Bible is found most quoted by our founding forefathers, okay? In contrast to what you're hearing from the professors, these communists today that don't know their left hand from their right hand, and in many cases, these communists know exactly because they don't want to be ruled by God. Well, regardless if you want to be ruled by God, you are ruled by God. Okay? 34% of documented quotes concerning our founding documents today in America are from the Bible. For example, separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9; immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17, verse 6. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33, verse 22. Tax exemption for churches. By the way, even if you look at the IRS publication 557, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about here, because churches are non-taxable. Tax exemptions for churches, Ezra 7:24. Churches are non-taxable. Again, republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. Why? Well, go back again, friends, if you don't mind, to William Blackstone, who is the commentator on the laws of England in English common law, and you'll see what he had to say. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That is America. That is America. It's indisputable, and it's irrefutable. And you can, folks, I've been waiting for a long, long time for someone to get up on these phones and confront me and show everybody how I'm lying to you right now. Folks, I'll stand to this till the day I die. Because the word of the Lord is tried, and it is true. And His word isn't going anywhere. The doctrines of men are. See, the righteous are forever. His word endureth forever. Okay, and He's faithful to a thousand generations. He's not going to let His word go to the wayside, friends, because man doesn't like it. Nope. See, just like Bonaparte said long ago, love him or hate him. Many said he was a tyrant in France. He said the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Absolutely. See, folks, tyrannical governments are those that are predicated upon a system that's at war with God. And you do understand, I know that you do, especially those that listen to the show, they're going to lose. See, they want to take everybody to hell with them because they've already sold their soul a long time ago. That's why they're selling you out to the highest bidders that are trying to create a global order. They're the ones that are trying to tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own devilish image. Okay? John 8:44, that's who they are. There's no question about it. What do they do? How do they act? John 10:10, check it out. Right? And they're trying to what? Transform truth into a lie. They want you to believe the lie in the place of the truth, Isaiah 5:20. And it's not going to work. The Lord will see to it. History, fathers or friends, shows us dictators of the past that have continuously warred against heaven, that have continuously tried to create a hell on earth that wars against God and saying, God, get out of my business. This is my government. It has never happened and it will never happen. This is His. He is the King of the world. He is the Lord of the Lords. And it tells us in Isaiah 9 that the government is upon the shoulders of the Lord. It tells us that the Lord is the governor of nations. That's why I'm humored when people talk about what the devil's doing. Well, He gave the church power over all the works of the enemy as well in Luke 10:19. I mean, folks, in most cases, people have it completely upside down. And then we wonder why judgment is turned backwards, because our sins have separated us from our gods. We better get this right and repent, folks. We better get this right and repent. So let me finish this off. The Magna Carta. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of men who brokered the agreement, the barons. Okay? And today you would call them the politicians. But again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. And during the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify actions in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same rights as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in, guess what, friends? The Magna Carta, which was inspired by what? The Bible. They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay? Let me give you one example in ending the show. The Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of what? Law. Whose law? And who defends our liberties when we magnify His law? The Lord does. Because we all know that the liberty is right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. And it's a direct descendant of Magna Carta's guarantee of proceedings according to the law of the land. And if you even go fast forward 400 years later, friends, after 1215, concerning the Magna Carta, how did our forefathers establish the Declaration of Independence? Well, they at least took the time and acknowledged the God of Abraham four times. They acknowledged Him four times in reminding their posterity, that's me and you, as to where our rights come from. So the Declaration was really a magnification of smacking from the pulpit to remind you that we are a Christian nation, like it or not. And keep in mind, folks, this is what common law is. That's why we see Moses across the Capitol buildings in the United States of America. And this is why we see those that serve we the people that put their hand on the Bible promising to uphold those laws, swearing to God and to man, friends. Do a little due diligence on the Magna Carta, friends, but beware of the revisionist. Hold to the Word, because that's putting your feet upon the rock. As long as you have your feet upon the rock, friends, through trials and tribulations, that Word and you are going nowhere by the grace of God. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.